This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know something is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to the John Age Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age, and I am your host, John Age. Ever so happy to be back with you here. Center stage in the dark side of the AM. We're sitting at 2:25 Eastern Standard Time, and I'm hailing proudly from the coastal plain of the Old North State. I'll be your tour guide this evening as we take a somewhat satirical journey down the path of murder, destruction, mayhem, and the extermination of human life on this planet. A forced march into obsolescence thrust upon us by a global satanic death cult of pedophiles. Check out AnomicAge.com if you've not already done so. Like all the likes, subscribe to all the subscriptions. I like that cover art's quite good, I must say. Like all the likes, subscribe to all the subscriptions. Yeah, that's the one I like. Let's see. That's the one. I spent some time on that one. Subsurface reality. Check that episode out. It's a good one. Nevertheless, folks, please check out AnomicAge.com if you've not already done so. Like all the likes, subscribe to all the subscriptions. PayPal.me/AnomicAge. Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. Those are the best two ways to support me. PayPal.me/AnomicAge. Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. So no matter what you happen to be listening to and or watching this lovely program on, you can definitely contribute a little or contribute a lot. Shout out to all those folks listening to and or watching this on the Twitter and on the Facebook right now. Thank you, folks, for sticking by me. I know it's been about a week at least, maybe a little bit more, man. My life has been in a tailspin of turds, to say the very least. For a couple of weeks now, it's been dreadful. It's been dreadful. Talking about the off-the-air reality of this whole thing. So that's why you've seen a little less of me than I would usually suspect or like. It's just been a nightmare, folks. It really has been a whole lot of turds. So, again, I can't underscore this enough. If you like this show, it don't matter how little or how much, really. Just do what you can while you can. If you can do no more, just share the links. Back before everything was a complete, utter, wide-awake nightmare, I actually had a lot of guests on, and I did a lot more show than I'm doing right now, which is the direction I'm trying to get back into if I could get my my real life a little bit more congruent. That's all I got to say about that right now. Check this out. What are we talking about this evening, folks? Let's see. We're talking about this. The mental eclipse. When I was kind of formulating the episode last few days, actually, I was thinking of that old song, Total Eclipse of the Heart. And it looks like we're going through a total eclipse of the mind, don't you know? It sure seems like it, folks. We're going through a mental eclipse right about now. We're supposed to have the big solar eclipse tomorrow. Hold on to your hats there, kiddies. It's coming soon. I suppose that would be April 9th, year of our Lord, 2024. We got the solar eclipse tomorrow, folks. Rinse your garments, gnash your teeth. Holy smokes, it's going to be a humdinger, a whole slobber knocker. I sure hope so. This is going to be one of those heavily on the satire editions of this show. Because, let me tell you, I can't hardly stand any more eclipse talk. There's so much eclipse talk, I'm darn sure finished with it already, you know. I don't know what the devil's going on. If you look at the news, you know, the sanitized for your protection version, we got states of emergency declared. We got all kinds of procuring of food items. And, you know, this is all these images of empty shelves across the country. Mass disaster. We're all just bracing, white-knuckled the dashboard. You know, states of emergency declared, food rations, and all this nonsensical bollocks. That's going on. While simultaneously we got some sort of big oil rig in the Mexico area on fire, I have lost count of the amount of other strange happenings vis-a-vis the fires, the explosions. Good night, nurse. It's just a veritable smorgasbord on the buffet of buffoonery. What else we got? Well, we started out with the Baltimore Bridge. I think there's been at least two other bridge collisions since then, and one near miss where a boat sort of went dead in the water. It went to, oh my goodness, the power's out again, you know, and darn near clipped another bridge. What else we got? We got at least one earthquake. I believe it's about two in the greater New York, New Jersey area. So that's going down. You know, it's right out of the pages of the original Ghostbusters, the best of the best, before they started fouling it up. But, dogs and cats living together. It's mass hysteria, I tell you. It's just like that. And I think I've forgotten some of the things that we should be getting into. I've tried to make a list of all the B to the S that we're supposed to sift through the minutia of filth as we brace for impact, I guess, of the big old solar eclipse coming. Holy cow, folks. That's all I can say. How is this going to line up with all the flat earth fools is really what I want to know. Can you have an eclipse with a flat earth? And I guess I should consult one of the experts, huh? What's the other idiocy group? The Anons. Maybe I could consult one of the Anons. Are they still around, or do they just all go black after nothing happened with the stolen election? You know, it was like, oh, look at all those images. They're holding the same envelope, and Hillary Clinton's really already been executed, and this is really, you know. Holy smokes. Maybe I should consult the Anons, or maybe I should consult a flat earth expert and see if they can actually have a solar eclipse in the midst of a flat earth. Is that possible? Because we know space isn't real and nothing's real, and it's all an illusion. It's all a matrix, man. You know, that's all it is. And I'm not even... Here's how fouled up it is. I'm not even excluding all that from being a possibility at this point in the game. Here's where I sit on all this malarkey. I'm hoping it's all true. I really, really am. And I was going to pull the video of this, and I just didn't. But if you look all across the social media, there's ample evidence of abnormalities, peculiarities, and dare I say, what is the new term for UFO? I can't even remember what they've renamed UFO in the past couple months. I can't remember. Some novel term. Anyway, all sorts of unidentified objects in the sky. You know, lights and vortexes opening up. Just, whoo! Bring them out. That's all I can say. And what's this mess with CERN? Have they've reopened CERN in some sort of bizarre satanic death cult pedophile ritual? I don't even know what in the freak Friday that's about. But I guess they are doing some other interpretive dance of the occult variety as they open CERN again. And in case you missed it, look into this mess. Look into what's going down at Tulum in Mexico, the Yucatan Peninsula. Because I don't know how they manage this. Tulum, another World Heritage Site. That means property of UNESCO. Sorry, folks of Mexico. Take a back seat to the UN. But I, as far as I can tell, some sort of bizarre music mess going down in Tulum. And it looked very reminiscent of another portal, like the CERN mess. I mean, sure, it wasn't, but it looked like they were at least attempting to recreate that at Tulum. Again, I don't know how the bleep they were able to do this, but what do I know, you know? What do I know? What else we got? We got everybody with their we got everybody in a knot. There we go. I cleaned that up a little bit. About this red heifer, the red cow. And how does this all play into what's going on in Israel, in Gaza, in the Jews? You know, it all plays in somehow. But I guess we're on the precipice of the red heifer while we're, you know, at the gates of whatever opening, while the solar eclipse is going down. While they're queuing the earthquakes and various other natural disasters and the like. Man, folks, I could not possibly make this more satirical than it already blipping is, you know? And I'm just taking a very big, hefty, tongue-in-cheek approach to this whole malarkey. I have to. Because things have been so fouled up in the real world, in my own real world lately. And things, in case you haven't noticed, of course, in case you haven't noticed, things have been on the verge of the absurd. They're so fouled up in the real world for us humans on planet Earth. You know, the spear in the Milky Way galaxy, you know. Next to the moon, not too far away from the sun. Like, all these things, you know, that aren't real anymore. Like, everything is not real anymore, I guess. I don't know. It's just so hilarious. You gotta laugh, folks. You gotta laugh. I was talking to a friend of mine today, and I was just thinking, man, I hope it all comes down tomorrow. I know it won't, because in my humble opinion, this is just Y2K take two. You know, this is the end of the Mayan calendar, take two. I mean, oh, boy. Sorry. It's been a couple of days since I've done some good talking. So my voice is starting to wax and wane, like the moon that's not real, I guess, right? It's a big hollow spear. It's not really near us, because there's no spears. There's no stars. No suns. There's no satellites. There's nothing. It's all a big hologram being projected by who knows who for who knows what for who knows how long. But anyway, back to my heavy on the satire version. I was telling a buddy of mine today, I was, man, I hope all this pops off tomorrow. I really, really do. I wish I had this pulled up, because I tried to cover all the bases with my heavily satirical laced commentary. Let me see if I can pull this out for you. I should just keep notes to the things that I send other people, because I got to say, it's a lot more funny than most of the stuff I get into on the show. Excuse me. Oh, heavens to Betsy. I've lost it, I tell you. I've lost it all. I have these lovely things pulled up, and now they're gone. Here it is. Here it is. I don't want to screw anybody out of this information. I hope it all pops off tomorrow. I listen to them all. The blood moon, the blood calf, the full moon, the solar eclipse, the bridge collapses, the oil fires, the food plant explosions, the mass civil unrest, the alien invasion, the weather balloon. What else? The invasion of the people from south of the border, which is really a global invasion. Hopefully they will continue to shut off the food supply. Maybe they'll raise interest rates, continue the dollar devaluation. Hopefully Biden will turn into a popsicle stick fully. Kamala Harris will take over. Or maybe it'll be Big Mike somehow will take the helm of this nightmarish third world bleep hole that we now go under as United Slaves of America. I mean, that's really what it boils down to, folks. It is darn near silly out there. It really is. And I really do. I hope it all pops off tomorrow. I'm going to be outside because I got some stuff to do. I do. Tengo que enseñar estudiantes afuera mañana. Con el sol, con la luna. It's going to be all popping off tomorrow, man. I hope dearly that it all pops off. I hope it all just goes down just like that tomorrow in the midst of the eclipse. I hope we have some real no-kidding alien invasion. Everyone will say it's Project Bluebeam, and everybody else will say it's demonic, there's no aliens, it's demonic. I mean, I cannot help but laugh at the just sheer insanity of it all as we roll forward in 2024. I was telling somebody else this, man. I've got such a bone to pick with so many people. I'm so tired of it all. I really am, folks. I really hope it all comes down tomorrow. Hopefully this will all pop off while we're being hit by an EMP. And, I mean, bring Armageddon is really what I'm saying, folks. Hopefully we will have some nukes flying overhead while simultaneously, you know, the grid goes down, EMP strikes, aliens invade. It all just happens in one gigantor crescendo. I really hope that's the case tomorrow. Because I don't know about you, but I'm tired of it all. I really am. I am tired of the inaction. I'm tired of the old say your prayers and eat your vitamins, all that bull butter. I am sick to my stinking gills of the whole thing, every bit of it, every stinking, steaming pile of it. I've had it with it all. So I hope sincerely, that this is my last broadcast and the last time any of us will be broadcasting ever, ever, ever. I really do. That would be a heck of a way to go out. That'll be it for everybody on all social media. Everybody will stop texting. Everyone will stop liking. Everyone will stop retweeting and promoting their same old shtick. Hopefully that'll all pop off tomorrow. Back to other things that have irked me lately. I cannot see the congruency in this, man. But it's really begun to hack me off a little bit because, and I'm not meaning to throw pot shots at these people, but there's the folks in the camp of it's all a demonic entity, no matter what it is, you know? I mean, there is no ghost, they're demons. There's no aliens, they're demons. I mean, I just can't get down with that, folks. I gotta say, I do believe that there are things not of this world that are demonic, check. But I also do believe there are things not of this world that are just supernatural beings. There are ghosts. I just do believe that. All the evidence that I've ever come across suggests just that. You can't tell me it's all demonic. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to buy it. Same thing with the aliens. You know, I think there's a lot of this that's Project Bluebeam. I think there's a lot of this that's our own mess. I think most of this is interdimensional. Just do. Do I necessarily believe that it's little green men, you know, a la a 1950s black and white movie coming from Mars? No, I don't. But just by definition and just by the evidence before me, I do believe that there are things not of this world, that are not demonic, that are not ghosts, that can be nothing more than some sort of interdimensional being or an alien. I just think that's real, folks. I do not buy into this camp that everything we don't know about, understand, or can appreciate with our senses is demonic. I think that is hogwash. There's a whole lot of demonic to go around. I mean, that being said, so I would suggest that the living beings on this planet are demonic. If they're not demonic, to paraphrase the great John B. Wells, they will definitely do till the demonic gets here. Because you can't tell me that these evil scumbag pieces of human garbage on this planet are not of the devil, of some sort of demonic possession or what have you. I just, it's almost beyond the pale. It's too much for me to even look at social media most of the time. Because every other video is some children fighting each other, some people slugging it out in some sort of parking lot or eating establishment or store. It's like that old Genesis song, Land of Confusion. You know, this is the world we live in. These are the hands we've given. So when I look around at the filth pile, I cannot see anything but demonic. But at the same time, I cannot see anything but the world that we have created through our lack of action, through our complete inaction. So yeah, there's a reason why in every school now, there's just hordes of morons fighting each other while hordes of other morons are standing around filming it. There's a reason there's entire websites dedicated to just people beating each other. So, in my humble opinion, this whole thing, this whole charade, is one great big weapon of mass distraction. So while the world is burning down around you, you're sitting around looking to the sky, I guess, and waiting for the eclipse. In case you hadn't figured it out, folks, there is a mass education problem or lack thereof in this country. And it's multi-layered, but you could start by stopping all this violence. But that goes back to the cultural element. There is a mass cultural problem in this country. And it's been fouled up from the floor up before we let these illegals in. It's just going to get worse, folks. It'd be horrible if this was 1950s society and this sort of invasion was taking place. But it's 2024 society where there is no moral, there is no shame, and there is no pride. Unless you're talking about the gay variety, that is. The homosexual pride. There's plenty of that. There's no people taking pride in themselves, taking pride in their family name, taking pride in their culture. You certainly can't take any pride in that if you're Blanco now, can you? Ooh, spooky. We need to do a whole show on the lack of pride and the lack of shame, because we don't have either of those anymore, folks. I retweeted this a couple days ago, and it was just some dude on the street randomly talking to these girls, and it was them talking about every sort of depravity under the sun, and it showed, I won't even say a similar clip, but it showed something even in the same vicinity of that from the early 1960s, prior to the drugs, booze, whoredom, and just otherwise debauchery that was promulgated in that decade of filth. And people had shame. These young ladies in the 60s, the early 60s, mind you, didn't want to talk about any of these things. They weren't comfortable just talking about everything in mixed company. See, that's an old Southern parlance, mixed company. Because the men knew that they would get a little bit brash and, dare I say, even vulgar from time to time when they were by themselves. And I don't even think there's anything wrong with that, folks. I just don't. And then they would say, well, we're in mixed company. We're among the fairer sex. Because there is no gender dolts. That's a mental construct. They were among the fairer sex. Yeah. So they weren't going to talk about all this vulgarity and brashness and just over the top nonsense amongst mixed company. Because they knew that wasn't proper. That would lead to the debaucherous, nightmarish, open sewer society that we live in now. Because now people are all too happy to plug and push and pull you in any direction that you can't. It's hard for me not to make this joke. I'm hardened to not make this joke about Rabbi Butt Plug. But I shan't, because these jokes make themselves. Because that's the world we live in now, folks. We've got supposed religious figures peddling sexual paraphernalia of their daughters openly, willingly, and with great seeming pleasure to peddle these things. That's the norm. That is why we have no pride and we have no shame. It's a nightmare, folks. But of course, if you're looking at this on social media, I'm sure my humble listing will fall to the bottom, because there's people showing fights and showing nudity, and of course talking about the eclipse. I mean, that's the soup du jour of the day, the crisis du jour. We must talk about the eclipse. It's the thing to do, you know. Anyway, folks, that's all I got to say about this today. Please bring the apocalypse. That's what I hope pops off tomorrow. So hopefully this is my last show, but unfortunately I'm sure that there will be no apocalypse of tomorrow. It'll just be the usual ho-hum remix of the End of the Mind calendar, remix of Y2K, remix of whatever great end of the world supposed to happen but won't. So I'll see you next time. Be safe out there. I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anomic Age.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to AnomicAge.com. That's AnomicAge.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.